听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us. My name is Steve. Every month in our Viewpoints feature, we try to raise a topic that is controversial. Now, controversy is when there are different groups of people who have very strong and conflicting feelings about a particular issue. Now, this month, Studio Classroom asks the controversial question, how old should a young person be before he or she is allowed to date? Being ready to date involves more than just one's age. Let's open our magazines to page 38 and begin reading our conversational lesson.
Ready to date? Being ready to date involves more than just one's age. Dating is a wonderful way for two people to get to know each other. But even if you share an attraction, are you ready to be more than friends? Leah, a high school student, discusses this issue with George, her older brother. Conversation A.
Do you have any plans for Friday night?
I'm going to a party with this guy I know.
You two are just friends, though, right?
Well, I do kind of have a crush on him.
Oh, really? How do you know this guy?
He's my partner in biology class.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Vicky, and it's great to be with you today.
Yeah, Vicky, you're back in the studio today. It's good to have you.
Thank you.
Back here. And we're talking about our Viewpoints article today, and we're talking about dating. And our article's title is, Are You Ready to Date? And how do you know when you're ready to begin dating someone?
Okay, so being ready to date involves more than just one's age, it tells us here. So just because you're a certain age doesn't guarantee that maybe you're ready to date. A lot of young people think, oh, you know, I'm 13, 14, 15, 16, I should be able to date now.
Right, just because of my age, I should be able to date. Well, you can be an old enough age, but maybe you're not mature enough. Is that right?
That's right. Maybe you're not mature enough. Maybe there are other things that you need to focus on. And so maybe it's not the right time for you to start dating.
Okay. Well, this sounds like it might be an interesting article and an interesting conversation between George and Leah. Well, our article begins by saying that dating is a wonderful way for two people to get to know each other.
Right. We call that activity of two people going out, we call that dating. Especially if two people go out on a regular basis, we say they are dating. And so that's one way for them to get to know each other. How else can you really get to know another person if you don't spend time with them?
Right. You have to spend time together to get to know them. Now, our article asks a question. It says, but even if you share an attraction, are you ready to be more than friends? Now, if you share an attraction, what does that mean, Vicky?
Well, in this case, it's talking about you both have an interest in each other. You share kind of a feeling for each other, more than just a friendship feeling. You're maybe more interested in a romantic relationship.
Okay, so if you share an attraction to each other or share an attraction with each other, then that means that you are both maybe hoping to begin dating or hoping that your friendship becomes a little romantic.
Okay, to become more than just friends. So the idea is maybe you're friends right now, but do you want to move it to another level or a different type of relationship?
Okay, well, Leah, a high school student, discusses this issue with George, her older brother. Now, I think an older brother talking to his sister about dating, I think I kind of can guess what kind of conversation this is going
to be. I think so too. And we find out that George begins by saying, do you have any plans for Friday night? And so he's wondering what his sister's going to be doing on Friday night.
And Leah simply responds, I'm going to a party with this guy I know. Now, we can't tell how well she knows this guy. We can assume that they're friends because she knows him, but we don't know how well they know each other.
And she doesn't give away right away that she thinks it's a date. She says, I'm going with this guy I know. So it could just be a friend.
It could just be a friend mm-hmm. thing, okay? Mm-hmm. Two friends going out together, hanging out, we might say. Well, George wants to clarify. He wants to be clear about something. So he says, you two are just friends, though, right?
Okay, so the older brother is concerned, perhaps, that his little sister is more than just a friend with this guy. So he says, you're just friends, though, right? When we say just friends, we often say that if maybe a girl and a guy are friends and people say, oh, are you boyfriend, girlfriend? They may say, we're just friends.
Right. No, no, no. We're just friends. Okay. Just to clarify.
Just to say that we have a friendship relationship, but not a romantic relationship.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If we're just friends, then this is not a romantic relationship.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Leah might be hoping that it's more than just friends. She says, well, I do kind of have a crush on him.
Okay, and a crush is you have strong emotions for someone. Often we think about young people having crushes on older people, but it just gives the idea that you have kind of a romantic interest, but it may be a passing interest. It may not last.
Okay, it's certainly filled with hope of it becoming romantic. Now, actually, that phrase, have a crush on somebody, is a very helpful phrase. So let's see what Liz has to say about that phrase in Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about a conversation between Leah and George about dating. Leah tells George about her interest in a guy, and she says, I do kind of have a crush on him. That's our grammar tip sentence for today. Notice the phrase, to have a crush on. It means to feel attracted to someone. So Leah kind of has feelings of attraction for another guy. This idiom, to have a crush on, is most often used in informal settings to talk about romantic feelings that are unexplainable. For example, two women, they might be chatting, and one of them tells the other, my son has a crush on his school teacher. Or, Martha had a crush on Elvis Presley when she was a teenager. Sometimes you might hear people say, to have a case on. It means the same as to have a crush on, and you can use it in similar situations. For example, you can say, ever since Joanne went to camp with Nick, she has had a case on him. Or, Fred always likes to be with Erica. I think he has a case on her. If you'd like to have some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. So we see here that Leah is kind of hoping that maybe this is more than just a friendship. She does have a crush on this guy. So what about you, Chip? Have you ever had a crush on someone?
Oh, of course. Every boy, I think maybe every girl and every
yes.
boy has had a crush on someone. I think my crush was on my fifth grade teacher.
Okay.
She was very pretty, and I had a crush on
okay.
her.
Okay, you didn't marry her, though.
No, we didn't get married.
Okay.
No.
Well, we see that Leah has this crush, but her brother's concerned. He says, oh, really? How do you know this guy?
And Leah says, well, he's my partner in biology class. So it sounds like in her biology class, they often pair up and maybe they sit together and work on assignments together. Well, we're going to learn more about this conversation between George and his little sister Leah after the break. But before we go to the break, let's visit the chat room.
Where'd you get those flowers, Ashley?
Oh, a friend gave them to me.
Really? Are you sure he's just a friend?
Yes, he's just a friend. Okay, I'm not so sure.
So, do you like this guy?
Well, I think he's an attractive, nice guy.
Attractive? Do you mean you share an attraction?
Well, I don't know if he thinks I'm attractive. If you share an attraction, then both people like each other and find each other appealing.
I see. So since you're in love with this guy, maybe you could let him know.
Ken, I'm not in love with this guy. I hardly know him.
But you said you think he's an attractive, nice guy and that you like him.
But I'm only interested in him and want to get to know him better first. I can't fall in love with someone that I'm hardly friends with.
Okay, so if you're interested in someone, that means you want to find out more about them.
Right. You're not ready to be in a committed relationship yet, because you want to see if your personalities, goals, or values are a good fit.
A good fit? I thought we were talking about people, not clothing or shoes.
Ken, you want to see if your personalities are a good match. Have you heard of matchmakers or matchmaking?
Matchmakers?
Yes. Matchmakers are people that like to pair up couples. I had a friend set up my sister with her current fiancé. They had dinner together and started dating. Now they're engaged.
That's crazy. So if someone sets you up, they're trying to help you find a boyfriend?
Yes. This is also called a blind date because the people do not know each other. They go into the situation and meet their date for the first time.
That could be pretty scary, not knowing the other person. What if they turn out to be a horrible date?
Then you take that risk. But it depends on the person that sets you up. If they are someone who knows you really well, it could be pretty successful.
Maybe I should do a little matchmaking. What's your boyfriend's name? Maybe I can meet him.
He's not my boyfriend! I don't think that's a good idea, Ken. But I appreciate the thought. Oh, excuse me. Someone is calling me. Hi.
爱情的火花是如何产生的？常常是当一方先感到 interested in 另一方对他有好感。若是双方 share an interest 彼此有好感，那两方就有。 可能会 fall in love 坠入情网。若是你没有对象，你可以去找一个 matchmaker。match 就是相配的两个人，所以一个 matchmaker 就是一个媒人。他的工作就是促成一个 match， 将两个人配对。那两方要如何认识呢？ Matchmaker 常常会安排一个 blind date， 也就是男女之间初次的约会。好，今天的讲解就到这里，我们下次见。
Welcome back, everybody. Before the break, we were introduced to Leah, who's interested in dating a classmate of hers. And we also met Leah's brother, George. George, being the older brother, is rightfully concerned about his younger sister. We find George in conversation A, asking Leah some questions about this classmate of hers. I think he's trying to get a feel for what this guy is like. And for whether or not Leah is ready for a dating relationship. Now, let's return to the conversation on line 15.
Ready to date?
So, what do you see in him?
He's really easygoing. He has a great sense of humor. He's always making me laugh.
But are you sure you're ready to be more than just friends with a guy?
Well, Mom and Dad said I could date when I'm 16.
I'm not talking about your age. If he keeps you from focusing on your studies, you won't get into a top university.
Trust me, Andy is not a slacker. He studies hard and wants to get into Harvard. And he motivates me to study harder, too.
Welcome back to our conversation between George and his little sister, Leah. Leah has a little bit of a crush on her biology partner. And so George asks, so what do you see in him? Now, that sounds a little strange. Is this a common way of asking this question?
Sure, I think so. He's asking, basically, what attracts you to this guy in your class? What is it about him, his personality, his character? What is it that you like about him?
Okay, what do you like about him? Well, Leah responds, he's really easygoing. Now, I like this word a lot, easygoing. Mm-hmm. I hope that people can describe me as an easygoing person.
I think so, because an easygoing person is relaxed, they're not too stressed out, they're not too hyper. I think you're easygoing, you don't get upset easily.
Okay, right, mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope. And I like to be around people who are easygoing. Mm-hmm. They're relaxed and they don't cause me to worry about things.
That's right. I think it's a casual kind of style or manner that a person has.
Okay. And it sounds like he also has a great sense of humor. Now, that could mean a couple different things. That could mean that he's very funny, or that could mean that he loves to laugh.
Mm-hmm. Well, he certainly makes her laugh, she says. He always makes me laugh. And George says, but are you sure you're ready to be more than just friends with a guy? So he's not just saying this guy, but any guy. Are you ready to develop a serious relationship with some guy?
Okay. And Leah says, well, Mom and Dad said I could date when I'm 16. Mm. Now, actually, I don't know if this was a rule in your house, but this was a rule in my house. I was not allowed to go out on a date with someone mm-hmm. until I was 16.
It was the same rule in my house, Chip.
It's a good rule.
It's a good rule.
I think I'll probably have that rule in my house when Chelsea and I have a child.
I think your daughter will be about 25 before you let her date.
25 or 30, yeah, somewhere in there.
That's right.
That's possible.
But I think a lot of parents set certain rules, and she thinks, I'm 16 now, Mom and Dad said I can do it, so why not?
Okay, and George says, I'm not talking about your age. I don't care if you're 16. If he keeps you from focusing on your studies, then you won't get into a top university.
Okay, so this is the point, isn't it? It's not just the age thing. It's more than that. She needs to focus on her studies. So students in high school have a lot to pay attention to. They want to get into a good university, so they have to study hard. And this relationship could affect her focus.
Okay, it could affect her ability to concentrate mm-hmm. and focus on her studies. Well, Leah assures him, she says, trust me, Andy is not a slacker. And if Andy was a slacker, then that would mean that he is a lazy person, and maybe he lets other people do his work for him.
Right. I think of a slacker as one who doesn't do their job or doesn't complete their obligations. And so she says he's not a slacker. He studies hard, and he even wants to get into Harvard. And we all know to get into Harvard, you have to study hard.
Okay, yeah. Harvard is definitely a top university. So if he's hoping to get into Harvard, wanting to get into Harvard, he must not be a slacker. He's probably not mm-hmm. a lazy student. Well, she goes on to say that he also motivates her to do her own studies. So he is motivating her to study harder as well.
Right. I think this is important, is that they have a good time together. He makes her laugh. They enjoy being together. But he motivates her to want to be a better student. She wants to study harder because of him. When we think about someone that motivates us, they move us to action, to take action, to do something that we should do.
Okay, well, this Andy guy sounds like a pretty good guy. Well, we're going to have to find out if he's good enough for George's little sister, but we'll have to find out more about that tomorrow as we continue this conversation. Before we go for the day, let's watch an interview.
Each coin has two sides, and dating is no exception. When I have a crush on someone, I will be in high spirits, put on a big smile all the time, and do everything efficiently. But if that guy also likes me, things will turn bad. When I am wandering around, doing my homework, or even in class, I will be thinking of him. That is the negative side of dating. But on the other hand, if we can set goals and study together, then there is no point of stopping us from dating, since it does good to us.
There are different dreams in different ages. People are motivated because of the dream. It looks pretty cool to have a girlfriend in teenagers. You can share your feeling with her, you can accompany with her. But it takes a lot of time to do all these things. Time is money. If you can do a good job in time arrangement, you can hit a target easily, but nothing is perfect. So, if you don't have the talent to do all these things, you need to make your better choice. And in my opinion, my top priority is getting into a good college, so I won't have time for dating. I will be focusing on studies to achieve my goal.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 attraction 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 attract, A-T-T-R-A-C-T, 吸引这个动词。所以名词 attraction 是指吸引或吸引力。例如 the mutual attraction between the boy and the girl is obvious. 这个男孩和这个女孩两个人彼此吸引是很明显的。Attraction 也指吸引人之处。例如 what's the attraction of bungee jumping?高空弹跳有什么吸引人的地方呢？接下来我们看的是 crush 这个名词。crush 在这里是指迷恋或者是短暂的热恋。如果是对某人着迷或迷恋的话，是用 have a crush on someone 这个片语。例如 ,Tina had a crush on her math teacher when she was in junior high. Tina 在念国中的时候迷恋她的数学老师。或者是 Kathy's crush on the pop music idol only lasted for a few weeks. Kathy 对这位流行音乐的偶像的迷恋只持续了几个星期。最后我们看的是 motivate 这个动词。motivate 是指激发或是刺激。例如 ,He was motivated by his teacher to become a writer. 他因为老师的激发而成为一位作家。如果是激发某人去做某件事的话，是用motivate someone to do something 这样的句型。例如 good commission can really motivate people to work harder for sales. 丰厚的佣金真的可以激发员工工作更努力来提高业绩。And it's time for us to say goodbye. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Ready to date?Being ready to date involves more than just one's age. Dating is a wonderful way for two people to get to know each other. But even if you share an attraction, are you ready to be more than friends? Leah, a high school student, discusses this issue with George, her older brother. Conversation A.
Do you have any plans for Friday night?
I'm going to a party with this guy I know.
You two are just friends, though, right?
Well, I do kind of have a crush on him.
Oh, really? How do you know this guy?
He's my partner in biology class.
So, What do you see in him?
He's really easygoing. He has a great sense of humor. He's always making me laugh.
But are you sure you're ready to be more than just friends with a guy?
Well, Mom and Dad said I could date when I'm 16.
I'm not talking about your age. If he keeps you from focusing on your studies, you won't get into a top university.
Trust me, Andy is not a slacker. He studies hard and wants to get into Harvard. And he motivates me to study harder, too.
Now, you might know a 16-year-old girl who is mature and responsible. Good indicators that she can handle a dating relationship. At the same time, there could be a man, say 26 or older, who is not ready to date because he is just not emotionally mature. So the right time to start dating depends on the person. Well, what do you think? Why not share your opinion with a friend in English? Friends, join us for the conclusion of our lesson, Ready to Date, tomorrow. And as always, have a great day. Bye-bye.